From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosted a meeting Friday in Moscow with Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif and Syria's Foreign Minister Walad Mualim. The three discussed the current political and military situation in Syria and held a joint press conference after the meeting. This was Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif.
First, Russia is our key ally, supporter. We should establish the facts, find all the evidence on the events in Syria. This tragic event, this tragedy, has been carried out by someone. We should establish the facts, who did it and why. We need an unbiased investigation into the events in order to clarify the facts of what happened in Idlib. The tragedy would claim many human lives. Russia today in Hague will be working very seriously, and we will work very seriously to push for the investigation to take place. Second, we need international support and cooperation in the fight against terrorism and extremism. And we will do all we can to continue this cooperation with the international community, and we hope that other members of the countries of the world, without any preliminary requirements and conditions, without pushing for their own parochial interests, using such tragedies as an instrument of their own global policies, will nonetheless help us. In many parts of the world, we see terrorist acts happening, St. Petersburg, other countries, other places, cities. And we fight this terrorism. These terrorist acts should be stopped. And the third point is the political front on which we need to push for returning the conditions which have been which would be more favorable. We need to put a stop to the war in Syria, because for 6 years the Syrian people have been having no choice but to fight. And now the Syrian people should have an opportunity to choose their own fate, and their future should not be imposed on them from abroad. We will follow closely this track. Together with Russia, we will be working for the benefit of Syria, and we hope that Turkey will also join in. We'll be consulting with us and coordinating their actions in order to push for peace in Syria, in order to achieve certain positive results, and to use the federal environment for further build-up of positive effort. I would like to thank the Russian Federation for organizing this meeting. Thank you. The Q&A session now, please. Your questions. The name of Allah, the most merciful and grateful.
Dr. Zarif, I have a question.
Mr. Zarif, I have a question to you, Sergei Lavrov and Mr. Mualim. If you want, you can also join in answering the question. Taking into account the recent visit of Mr. Tillerson to Russia and the act of aggression of the United States, military aggression on the territory of the sovereign Syria, so what is the message of this very meeting to the government of the United States after the position which have been taken by the three ministers, by you? Well, I think it's very important that everyone understands that unilateral actions in the global world is not permissible. We do suffer from the outcomes of such unilateral actions which took place in the previous decades. Even now, we continue to see the negative consequences, which have been used as an opportunity to flourish by the terrorist groups, ISIS, for example. And the previous acts of aggression on the part of the United States is still an aggression, still a threat to international peace and security. Again, we reaffirm that such actions, unilateral actions, are impermissible, and we need unbiased investigations into finding the facts and evidence. That is important, and that is the message, a very clear one, that we need cooperation and that we are ready to address such unilateral actions. I'd like to add that it is quite evident for everyone today that it was a violation of the international law, and it is impermissible. Such aggressive acts are evidently directed at torpedoing the peaceful process in Syria, which had been laid out by the resolution of the United Nations 2254, and only the Syrian people can decide on their future. Such acts are meant to divert the efforts from that basic concept of Syrian settlement and to start working on the regime change again. Again, these attempts would not succeed. We will be maintaining that the obligations taken under the resolution of the United Nations should be implemented, and that is the territorial integrity and sovereignty respect of the Syrian Republic by everyone. I would like to add that the Syrian Arab Republic has many times stated that we have no chemical weapons, and that has been affirmed and confirmed by the OPCW organization. What happened in Al-Shirhoum in Idlib? This had been fabricated. Syrian air forces haven't targeted any place in that region or any other region with chemical weapons. We don't use such weapons against terrorists. And we have never used chemical weapons against our own people. We do condemn any use of chemical weapons, whatever place is targeted. So it just goes to demonstrate that an investigative group should be formed, a neutral, unbiased investigation task force should be organized to visit Idlib, visit the Shayrat air base on our side. We are going to facilitate all efforts of this group on the way to success, into probing the facts, in order to have an unbiased report on the events. The question is as follows: why the United States and their allies are so much afraid of creating such a commission? Why did they carry out such a strike before any conclusive evidence presented? Do they really want to return the international affairs to the state of the one who is mighty, is also right? They should be wanting to mobilize the Western countries into following the USA. But the strike of the United States, it cannot be justified. It is an evident act of aggression against the sovereign country of Syria.
Good day.
I have a question to all three foreign ministers present here. Your colleague from Syria has already answered partially the question I was about to say, but still like to know the opinions of Mr. Lavrov and Mr. Zarif. To your mind, why the United States are refusing to support the suggestions of Russia and Iran to create a special commission into the events of Idlib to probe into the strategy? Finding all the evidence.
Там ведь предлагается участие экспертов из ООН и
taking both experts from the United Nations and the
Organization
for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons experts to take part in the investigation. So how can you comment on Washington's statements? They say that Russia is taking some efforts to
мифического химического оружия.
Curtain and so smoke screen the truth. That's what they say. Well, I'll start, if I may. To my mind, any attempts to block Russian or Iranian suggestions to create an unbiased commission into the events in order to have an unbiased investigation, it only goes to show that such countries blocking these efforts have something on their consciousness. Their hands must be dirty, and there are evidence to believe that this was a fraud, this event. And the mass media publications emerging in the UK, in the USA, publications and content which reflects the opinions of the professionals shows that there are too many mismatches the version presented and justified by the U.S., and which is used to justify the aggressive act of the United States.
Эта резолюция, как вы знаете, не прошла.
In the United Nations, they also tried to push for a resolution, and we vetoed it, as you know, because the organization also, Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, also had a meeting, and there was quite a heated debate, and the United States, our Western colleagues, tried to block any efforts to establish the truth of what happened there. As for the allegations that Russia is smoke-screening the truth that, as they say, Damascus has chemical weapons, well, the West recently have been saying that Russia is kind of a guarantor of the chemical disarmament of Syria, as if the United States has nothing to do with it at all. I would like to remind you and them that in the upon the readiness of the Syrian Arab Republic, readiness to join the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and to dismantle all chemical capabilities, two countries, Russia and the USA, initiated a process under the auspices of the OPCW and with the full support of the United Nations Security Council.
Были согласованы параметры этой процедуры.
All the parameters have been harmonized within most
организации по запрещению химического оружия
shortest time, and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons stated in its report that all chemical capabilities have been neutralized in Syria. That is a fact. That has been written down in the report of the OPCW, presented to the United Nations Security Council. In such cases, there is always a chance that some aspects should be further clarified in terms of dismantling the chemical opportunities and capabilities. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons
has
given certain requests on the matters relating to the chemical weapons, and the Syria has always answered these requests in full. As for the very problem with Russian and Iranian suggestions to answer the Syrian readiness to welcome a group of experts, I can say the following. Today, we are being blamed for not believing the OPCW, and the OPCW has already inbuilt mission for the investigation of chemical arms use, and this mission should not have any additional mandates. It has already the capabilities to investigate the tragedy which took place on the 4th of April in Idlib. In that relation, I have to say the following. This mission into the facts, there are two subgroups. One group works on the investigation of the allegations put forward towards the Syrian government, allegation that the Syrian government used chemical weapons. And the Syrian group works on investigating the allegations that the Syrian opposition is to be blamed for the use of chemical weapons.
По странному сечению обстоятельств обе эти группы между прочим
возглавляются these two groups are being topped by the subjects of the United Kingdom.
Я не хочу не сказать ничего плохого о профессионализме.
I don't challenge their professionalism, but there is still a question why international organization which should work on a basis of equality, geographical equality as well. Why that kind of unilateral approach to professionalism is used. All the evidence, all the facts and information which the Syrian government has at hand and which Russia has at hand, Russian airspace forces, they show that the opposition has already used chemical weapons. We have the probes and the test tubes of what weapons have been used by the Syrian opposition forces. We have sent these samples to the Secretariat of the United Nations, complying with all the requirements for the transportation of such substances. Around 3 months ago, we have sent such samples on the events which took place in near Aleppo, and there has been no reaction on that samples. But when someone says that the Syrian government is to be blamed, then the OPCW reacts almost immediately. They express their concern, but they never, ever go
происшествий,
in the field to investigate what happens on the territories of the Syrian armed opposition, say that it's not safe to go there.
Well, you know, such a distance
investigation cannot be permitted. As for the events which took place in Idlib on the 4th of April, I should say that we have statements of the so-called Highest Committee for Talks with Riyad Hijab, that they support the initiative to create an unbiased investigative group. Well, if it is true, then the head of a quite huge opposition group supported by the regional powers is ready to guarantee the safety and security of the inspectors which should come to Idlib to take the samples for the investigation. We are being said,
вернее, нам говорят по-прежнему, что это не
очень
безопасно,
но убедительных аргументов не могут. Prove that it is really not safe. Another strange side of the story is that the United States from the very beginning have been pushing for full access to that airfield, not only that field, but also other military facilities of the Syrian Republic, which are in the country, which are still active and used by the military. But from the very beginning, they mentioned this very airfield. And yesterday, at the meeting of the Executive Council for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the leadership of the organization started to say that, no, we need to investigate only what happened in Idlib and nothing more, and we don't need to go to the airfield. That's what they said. And I can't understand their reasoning evermore, because the USA have been pushing for the inspection coming to the airfield, and the Syrian government is ready to welcome, to receive them there. But the OPCW now is not willing to do this. You see, it all mismatches, and that only supports the claim that something is not really clear and transparent. So they need to visit the place of the tragedy, but they say that the samples have already been taken by who? But who took them? When and how? They do not answer these questions, and they do not say what laboratory is going to be used for the investigation into the samples. As for the use of chemical weapons on the territory of the military groups, an opposition is carried out by some third-party laboratory, not certified by the OPCW, which is, again, quite strange. You see, all that taken together only makes us more confident with which to support the suggestion of Russia and Iran to have the OPCW with the participation of independent experts, which would represent the countries of the region, of the Middle East, of the Russian Federation, the United States, and Europe. All should take part in that investigation. If our colleagues from the USA and other European countries think that their version is the only correct one, then they have nothing to be afraid of. Such an unbiased commission can be created. The only argument we see is that we do not believe and trust what the OPCW says, that the mechanism into the
probing
the actions taken there have been approved by the United Nations Security Council. Yes, it is so. The United Nations Security Council acknowledges and supports the creation of such a mechanism, which should be with due diligence performing their duties. But we have never signed anything related to the fact that such mechanism should be working from a distance without sending experts in the field and without working in the field. They are smoke-screaming the mechanism for taking samples, and we never said that we agree that such
a mechanism should be headed by two UK subjects, two UK persons, and I think no one is going to take any grudge if we will continue to push to have an unbiased investigation into this quite a huge tragedy. We want to make it transparent. We want to make sure that no one is going to escape the justice. I think that it should be very well elaborated on. That is why it took me so much time to explain everything. I'd like to add and to confirm to Mr. Lavrov and to all of you that the United States is not going to agree to have a transparent investigation on what happened in Syria recently. They say that the plane which bombed the Harshechum took off from the air base they bombed later. There is no chemical weapons. That's what we say. That is the truth. And the OPCW Secretariat, they have a mission, but it works in Turkey. In Turkey, Sergei, they work. And they are going to collect the samples from Turkey, from some distance, not without working in the field. I confirm that we're not going to agree to such an investigation because this kind of investigation only serves the interests of the aggression of the United States.
Well, you know,
for more than five countries and already in the 80s, many people have fallen victims to the use of chemical weapons, and there have been six cases when United Nations have sent a special mission to investigate in the acts of use of the chemical weapons to the battlefields, to the place where war was waging, in order to establish the truth. The mechanism of the investigation and the allegations that Syria is to be blamed for the act of using chemical weapons shows that there should be an in-the-field investigation. There should be no any distant probes, because before nothing had been done to carry out a proper investigation. But as it was said, these six times the United Nations have gone to the places of tragedies in order to investigate in the field the acts of violence. That was all these six investigations. They have been very unbiased and transparent, and that should be done today. But the United States have always attempted to torpedo such efforts to prevent such investigations from taking place. That only goes to show that they have double standards and quite a two-faceted position on this. As for the WMDs, when on the 4th of April in Idlib, Syria was immediately blamed for the use of chemical weapons. We immediately said that there should be an unbiased investigation into who and how used the chemical weapons. We should establish the facts, we said. We should establish what really happened in Khan Sheikhoun. And unfortunately, the United States, before any investigation, took aggressive actions on Syria that shows that they didn't want to have any facts established. They didn't want to see any real facts emerge. They only wanted to use this strategy to fulfill their parochial interests. And today with Russia, we are working really hard on pushing for that investigation to really take place.
آثاری رو بر جای میگذاره که به راحتی قابل شناسایی هستن.
The use of chemical weapons always leaves traces. They can be easily identified. And it is easier to take the laboratory tests and take the samples to research it.
There's enough time.
So there is no reason to say that it's not possible to have an investigation.
It's not possible to have
scientists in the field, because it is possible, it is really possible. We do welcome the readiness of the Syrian government to welcome such a mission in order to give them a green light to investigate. We should establish who and how used chemical weapons, how all these women and the elderly and children fell victims to the use of chemical weapons and why some want to sabotage the investigative process and why some want to prevent any investigation from taking place and how the victims of the attack and the people of the country who suffer because of occasional use of chemical weapons which have been transferred to Iraq by the West. How these people can live in such an environment, we should put an end to the use of chemical weapons by armed groups.
Mr. Foreign Minister,
have you discussed the reports in the media that tell about the fact that U.S., Britain, Jordan, Saudi Arabia and Israel are forming a new front in the south of Syria against the Syrian army? Thank you.
This matter is being pushed for circulation in the mass media, and there are some reports on the mobilization of forces and on the fact that the United States have taken their troops to the southern borders of Syria, to Jordan. I can confirm that we have discussed it, and I can say that we have agreed procedures to address any possible aggression which is possible against the Syrian Arab Republic. I would like to add that we have seen these messages already, and we have made all efforts to clarify on what is really meant under these statements. And unofficially, we were given to understand that it's all about cutting off the supply from the ISIS in Syria and to the ISIS in Iraq and vice versa. We will continue to work on that because the fight against terrorism is the only goal and the only kind of action which can take place in Syria in terms of military actions. Colleagues, we want to thank you for the press conference. This is the end of our press conference. Thank you.
And we close with this commentary from imprisoned American journalist, political prisoner, Mumia Abu Jamal.
The biggest scandal of the Clinton years, at least according to the press, was the sexual scandal involving his young intern, a woman, not his wife. When the scandal almost engulfed his presidency, he ordered missile attacks on a pharmaceutical factory in the Middle East, Al-Shifa. The critics of Clinton called the weaponry Monica bombs, meant to deflect the rising flood of scandal. President Trump's bombing of a Syrian airfield, with scant proof of Syrian state involvement in a recent chemical weapons attack, seems like a Clintonian move to me. In March 1995, the Japanese religious cult Om Shomrikyo released sarin in several subway cars, holding thousands of people, while nearly 5,000 people suffered injuries. Yes, guess how many died? 12. With this release in Syria, with thousands exposed, it's mathematically unlikely that 100 people died, given its open-air dispersal. It's equally unlikely that Trump cares a fig about Arab babies, no matter how beautiful they are. Wars create nations of losers, as Iraq rightfully revealed. Who are the winners here, besides weapons manufacturers? Wars are fought for two things, pretexts and profit from imprisoned nation. This is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.